This is WMUC FM College Park, and we are going to play a quick PSA.
Won't you say? Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society, Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details. Just to make sure we don't
fail.
Hello, I'm not wearing the headphones.
Hello, I'm not wearing the headphones.
That's
either.
That's wrong. We're supposed to wear the headphones. Ooh, did you guys hear that?
It squeaked.
Okay, hi. This is Narcoleptic Insomniacs.
Yes. I'm Zoe.
I'm Abby. You know us.
You know us.
If you don't, I don't know.
Welcome.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like I'm just looking at this playlist of the person before us, and I feel like I know them. Like, they've played these songs before. Anyway,
yeah.
We are not going to be playing songs. We are a talk show.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to you for the next 57 minutes.
Sorry to disappoint.
Sorry. If you want music,
you're in the wrong place. Sorry. At the wrong time.
Yeah, it's okay. Wednesdays at 8. Keep tuning in. We missed last week, spring break. Super fun.
Love spring break.
This is a segue. We traveled some distance.
Yes. heavy on the distance.
Heavy on the distance, which leads us into the topic of today's episode. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Unless you hate them.
Unless you hate them.
I feel like we cultivated this phrase in high school.
Yeah. Actually, can I say something? This is really funny.
Oh, yes.
So, like, I was actually researching this topic, which I never do.
Wow.
But, like, I was doing, like, Googling and, like, the real stuff, you know? And I actually found, let me see. There's this thing by this guy named La Rochefoucauld.
Okay.
And he says, absence diminishes small loves and increases great ones as the wind blows out the candle and fans the bonfire. So, actually, I've never had an original thought in my entire life.
We didn't come up with this.
Because he was there first, you know?
I literally thought... Okay.
She's squeaking.
I thought we came up with this, actually.
I know.
But to be fair, like, okay, we're teenage girls. Like, we have experienced this. And a lot of... If we've experienced it, then, yeah, everyone probably has. But I just thought maybe what makes us different is that we have a quirky little name. He has, like, a really good name.
Yeah.
That's what makes us different.
Exactly. And, well, I guess, like, to dive into it and, like, explain it a little bit, it basically means, like, either, like, physical distance or, like, time distance. Mm-hmm. Either one. Or actually, like, many types of distance.
Right.
As long... Oh, God.
Right.
If you're, like, we're talking about, like, your relationship with somebody.
Sure.
Whether it's, like, a friendship or, like, a romantic relationship.
Right.
If there's, like, distance between you and you like the person and you have a good relationship with them, usually it makes the heart grow fonder. You're like,
aww.
Oh, like, I miss them. Like, I want to see you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, aw. It makes you think good thoughts about them.
Right.
But if... The relationship actually isn't good, and this could even be, like, unconscious.
Right. Maybe you don't know.
Yeah, maybe you don't know. The heart could not grow fonder, and you might be, like, sending them, like, paragraph texts in the morning while on vacation.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
This is true. And I do think with that, for me, when I think distance... And I don't know if this is, like, true for the masses, but when I think distance, it basically defines when I'm left to my own thoughts, like, true independence. Because I feel like a lot of experiences are very different when you're face-to-face with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've made a plan, you just want to have a good time with your friend, with your family, with your significant other. You just simply want to have a good time. So you're going to give it your all face to face. And then when you part ways and you're left to your own thoughts, maybe it's on the drive back home, the walk back home.
Oh, no.
The heart can, it'll tell you what you think, what you really think of that person, I think.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. And yeah, I guess we should start, let's start like with romantic relationships.
Because,
yeah. So there's times when I think, you know, maybe you've left a date and you don't know that person super well. And you're like, I don't know. Like, as soon as you leave, you're like, oh, okay, bye. And you're smiling. And then you turn the corner, you're like, I don't know.
You remember that one thing that they said.
It and just it's comes like, back to you.
Oh, no. Like, oh, no. We can't know.
Right. Mm-mm. As soon as you're left alone. Because when you're face-to-face, you're pushing everything down.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to get through the dinner. You're just trying to, like, have a good time, put a little smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you're left alone, all of a sudden, it's like, what? The ick or whatever. I think of this one. I literally have no idea what show this is, but I saw a clip of it. It was Kristen Bell and, like, this guy. And it was, like, getting the ick in real time. And he's... I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't, but it's so funny hearing about
but,
it.
But, no, it was funny, like... It was just, like, the camera work, like, zoomed in on, like, every little thing. It was, like, the socks he was wearing and, like... And he said, like... I don't know, he's talking about, like, spaghetti sauce, and he was like, prego, and it kept, like, echoing that. I don't know. Sorry. This doesn't make any sense. If you want to hear about the video, I'll send it to you.
Yes, guys. It's, like, exclusive.
But it is, like, it's a thing. Like, you get the ick in real time. Usually, it's not when you're, like, face-to-face with them,
though.
It's usually when you're, like, I'm on the car ride back, and you just hear them say, like, prego. And it keeps repeating in your head.
Oh my gosh, yes. Because I'm totally the type of person that, like, when I start thinking about something, I will spiral.
Yes.
And I'll just be thinking about it and thinking about it.
Yes, exactly.
And when I'm left to my own devices, I cannot stop thinking about it.
Right. So there's distance with that. Like, maybe you're literally two blocks away, but you just parted ways. And now you're left to your own thoughts.
Oh,
and they tell you things. Now, I guess on the flip side... Sometimes when you turn that corner, you're, like, giddy, and you're like, oh, my God, what just happened? Like, my life is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of just want to, like, you're giddy. That's the only way I can describe it. That's really fun. That I highly recommend.
It's a good sign. That means distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Right. And I do think probably this happens on, like, the honeymoon stage or, like, if you're super locked in. Your romantic partner, like, man, I just miss them so much. And yeah, distance takes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, because like we definitely been talking about, like, I don't know, I've been getting a lot of high school nostalgia recently.
Oh, yeah.
And then thinking about that senior year, like, people were thinking about long distance, like, oh, should we do it, should we break up, I don't know. And it's like, I don't know.
Right. It's kind of coming back. But it's crazy because I do also think that some couples ended up being, like, better long distance. And that makes me question a lot of things. Because I've never been long distance. And it frightens me.
Yeah.
A lot.
Frightens most people.
But I do think there's some couples that, like, thrive under it. And I do wonder what's going on there. Like, maybe they're actually better off, like, kind of pining and yearning all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when they're having their most fun, kind of. And I do kind of wonder, not to, like, judge any long-distance couples, but, like, are you just kind of into the idea of them in your head? Like, I have a man, I have a woman across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fun.
And I do think, like, in college specifically, it's, like, because then, like, you know, if you're long distance, but, you know, every spring break, every summer break, they come home. It's like then in the break when you have the time, it's like, okay, now I can have fun with my significant other and we can, like, go play. But, like, when I'm at school, I'm locked in and I don't have to, like, do, like, all that sacrificing for them and, like, like, I don't
maybe know. Maybe it would be too hard for them to deal with that. And maybe that's valid. Maybe it's valid for them to be... Maybe that's the only reason they're still together, like, because... I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When I think about long distance, I feel like it's, like, it works for two types of couples, and it's, like, a timeline. Like, either you're in the really beginning stages and you don't actually really know each other that well, and you just, like... You don't, like, want to spend that much time with them, because it's like, eh, we don't really know each other, whatever, but then, like... Like, a very, like, loose relationship.
Right.
I think that kind of works for a lot of people long distance.
Right.
And then also on the other side, like, you're so secure.
Right.
You know each other. The yearning is what gets you. Like, you're, like...
It gets you through it.
It gets you through it.
I'm yearning because I know them.
I think
know how great they are.
The biggest problem is that huge in-between section of people who are, like, they're not completely secure, but also, like... Still past those, like the, like, loose relationship, whatever.
Right.
And you're in the middle, and you're like, I don't know what to do anymore.
Right. And when you also say the beginning, when they don't know each other, I would also maybe consider that, like, the honeymoon stage.
Yes.
Because it's like, you don't know the real them, but you know that you really like what you have right now, kind of a thing.
Exactly.
You like that you don't know them.
You haven't experienced any of the bad stuff about
them.
You're
only experiencing joy because people put their best self out there when
they're
dating.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And I tend to be an optimistic person in general, like, clearly, in history. So, I don't... In history. Like, I'm 20. Yeah, I guess... optimistic just about, like, I do believe in, like, I don't know, I just remember giving just, like, shelling out a lot of advice when I was 18 to like other couples, and I was like, give it a whirl, like, just, like, do it. And I don't know, a lot of people were very pragmatic and I just couldn't comprehend that. I could not comprehend why would you do that. But I think things work out for the best. You have to trust your friends and people to make the right decision.
Yeah. I do wonder, like, what makes people, like, lean towards the, like, oh, you know, we're probably gonna break up.
Because so, I, like... don't want to diminish the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, the people that do decide it's gonna be too hard. Like, I'm sure it was great, but why would you inflict that pain onto yourself? It's terrible. Terrible. But yeah, that one is physical distance. That one, and for significant others. It can also happen with friends. Like, I mean, our friends have kind of scattered the earth, and it's like, I don't know. I guess, how would you feel about it? Like, I don't know if I really, like, I obviously miss my friends, but I just trust so hard that, like, we will see each other again, and it will just be, like, old times.
Yeah, and I also want to say, like, I don't know, sometimes, like, especially when you're in, like, school together, it's, like high school specifically, it's, like, you see each other every day. And sometimes it's, like, you've seen people at their worst.
Yeah.
They've seen me at my worst. And sometimes, like, that's not a good thing. Like, it's, like, sometimes we need to take
it's
a step
too
back.
Much. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Exactly, because honestly, for me personally, I would say, like... not to, like, be, like, my friends were such jerks in high school, but it's, like, I don't know. I would get annoyed by things that they do. I would get annoyed by things that I do. And honestly, I think space between us has helped the relationship improve.
Yeah.
And that also might just be, like, everyone just maturing as well. But I think, honestly, like, the distance does make the heart grow fonder.
Right.
Because, like... And also, like, we're changing parts of our relationship, too. Like, maybe we're not telling each other every little detail about our lives.
Because
let's face it, everyone has those details.
Oh,
They're imperfect. Everyone's imperfect, and everyone has stuff that bother them.
Sometimes you have a scary dream, and it's like, I'm going to tell some people, but I'm not going to, like, go out and text the whole world. Like,
exactly.
I don't know. I think, I've heard of it as, like, a bullseye. Like, you have your center people that get a lot of, and then, like, it goes out on the bullseye. Anyway, I definitely think, and again, it's if you like them. And I think that's the thing. Like, we've realized the people that we truly like, because I find myself genuinely missing them, and just I want to put my best foot forward when we hang out. Like, I want to talk about all the happy times and, like, reminisce and things like that. And I do think in that situation, distance makes the heart grow fonder because we like them.
Because we like them.
And I wonder, okay, I personally can't really think of, like, a person that went away that, like, I don't like.
I know other people.
Okay.
That's happened to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, well, at our high school, you know. But, like, a lot of people were very academically focused.
Right.
And so the specific people who were, like, very, like, they put that in front of all else. Mm-hmm. And then they would, like, compete with other people. Those were the people that others that I know tended to be, like, oh, no. Like, I hate them. I heard the word I hate them a lot. Hate. Which is, like, honestly, the world is so big. And people are so complicated, like, just to, like, define someone's, like, attitude in school down to, like, one word of hate is terrible.
Hate.
But then, you know, like, we left, and I hear them, like, I'll talk to them, and I'll be like, hey, like, guys, like, these friends that hated these people so much, and they'll be like,
That's crazy.
Got better.
Right. I think, I guess I feel like I know. Like, I get that. I think, it's like all of a sudden when you're in a different state at a different school, you start to remember the things that stuck out to you, which are usually bad things.
Yes.
Like, I think people in general, human nature is to dwell on the negative because it's more extreme. And, you know, that's what makes, like, news good. It's all negative and gets your attention. And I think those things kind of pop into people's brain. And they didn't like them to begin with, but then when there's distance, they're like, oh, man, hate. Like, I guess that's definitely true, but I know deep down if they're, like, face-to-face, like, they could probably, like, have a civil conversation. Like, they're not going to throw hands and start fighting in the middle of, like, the cafe.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. I just think,
maybe,
like,
they will.
Yeah, sometimes distance helps people, but also sometimes, again, distance makes the heart not grow fonder. And then people are like, no, they were an actual horrible person, and I never want to speak to them again.
Right, because they're focusing on the negative.
Yes, because low-key, I know people like that, too. Like, their feelings have intensified, like, tenfold. I'm
so
like, whoa.
True.
You never talked about that. You never talked like this when we were in school. Like, what happened?
That is so true.
What
it kind of does catch me off guard sometimes. Like,
I support you.
I love venting about high school. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. But I am, like, scared. I'm like, let's work through this. Like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been scared. Like, I think fresh out of high school, I was definitely like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was a bit scary to maybe talk to.
I was definitely scared.
I think we've chilled out.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. But distance makes the heart want to die.
Yeah.
If you don't like them. Makes you want to get violent. So, and I support that, honestly.
Yeah, I want to see it.
I do want to see it. At least just tell me if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And when and where.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll show up.
I'll be, like, I'll film it.
Yeah, don't worry. That's really funny. Yeah, that's kind of, like, more platonically. And again, I guess physical distance. I think it's really funny also, I guess, with family as well. I think because now we don't live far from home. But there is definitely distance with, like, our families used to be our inner circle. And I guess for us, like, we see our families a lot.
Yeah.
But it does feel like the distance, like, I don't know. I didn't think about this one before. I don't know why. I should have put it in my little notes app.
Yeah. Me neither.
I think it kind of does make, I personally feel closer with, like, my sister than mm-hmm. ever before.
I don't know, agree. Like, I feel siblings. Closer with my family too.
Yeah. And I think it is just because when you see each other, like, all the same stuff we've been saying, mm-hmm. like, with family, like, when you see them, you kind of want to, you know, put your best self forward, and mm-hmm. they're not seeing all the imperfections because they're not living in the same house as mm-hmm. you, and, like, you know, I think also we've just become a lot more independent and probably just less annoying in that way. I don't know. I think there's a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
Because I think there's also some trust that, you know, when you see them, it's going to be like old times. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all good.
It's like comfortable.
It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
And like you kind of know that and it kind of gets you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% I miss so much about my family. Like,
yeah.
all, and they know that, like, not a surprise there, but it is funny, and I wonder if, like, I don't know. I do wonder if there's times when I've, like, left, and I'm like, ugh. But probably not, because I really know. Like my family.
I know.
But I know people that don't get yeah. along with their family, and they dread, they dread going home. They, and yeah, and it's really mm-hmm. hard, and distance makes the heart. Like, they're like, oh, why would I ever go back there?
Yeah,
like,
distance makes the heart want to die.
Like, when they're in school and they're having so much fun meeting new people.
They don't want to go back.
They don't want to go back because they're just remembering all the horrible things about their family.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the case for people.
Yeah. I also wonder, like, like, we live so close to home.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, distance makes the heart grow fonder, whatever.
But there's not that much distance.
Away.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, if I live... like,
ooh.
Across the country.
Ooh.
Like, if my home was across the country, like, how much fonder
right.
would it make my heart?
Right. That is such a good question.
Because,
let's get into that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I've never been that far away from home before.
No.
And, like, yeah, I imagine it would make my heart grow even more fond.
But in a way that would maybe scare me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know how people, like, leave the house and then just, like, they don't live there ever again. Like,
that is so scary.
How do adults do that? I don't know.
It's crazy to me. I feel like I was just talking to somebody about this. Like, one day, your parents aren't going to be... We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
One day, your parents aren't going to be, like, the center of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
At least in our cases, because I think we've... good relationships with our parents.
Yeah.
It's like one day you're gonna be 40 years old and you're not necessarily gonna be like, dang, like I miss my mommy. Like you might, but it's gonna be very far and few between.
Yeah. And that is scary.
Like one day you might have the people in the center of your circle are just gonna be entirely different. And in this society, it's gonna be like a wife and kids. And that's scary. I mean, no, to each their own, but I feel like
I'm scared. So many
people are just striving for that. And it's like, one day, if that happens to you, like, that's your center.
I know.
And your center is not what it was when you were 18, 19, 20 years old. And that's very scary to comprehend at this young age. When I love my little center, Bullseye.
I know.
I love them so much. Everyone.
And that's another thing, like... time, you can't ever imagine like what your feelings, like whether your
yeah.
heart is gonna be fond or not fond, whatever mm. until like you're there. I feel like
because so
in
true.
The moment I'm like I'm feeling one way, but then mm. once I like separate myself and give myself time to think and reflect, I go back and I'm like, wait, no, like, I actually didn't like that. Like, I don't like this person. Wait.
So true.
So the time, I think, is very important.
This time distance.
Mm-hmm.
That is so incredibly true. And I do, like, my mind goes back to, like, friendships mm-hmm. in high school. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we've talked about this on this show. Like, we've had, like, very fun, objectively fun hangouts with mm-hmm. friends that are very, like, organized and... just fun, and mm-hmm. I was having so much fun, and then with time passing and I think just all of us growing and having some distance, also physical distance, like not seeing them anymore, like I start to just remember all the bad things. And mm-hmm. maybe they were bad things that came about that person in the future. But it's like, I can't separate the events anymore. No. And now that fun time was kind of tainted.
And that's another thing, like, to say about my own self. Like, me in the past, in the present. Oh, like, that girl in high school, we don't really like her that
much. Right. But, like, oh, no. we accepted her at the time.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But now we don't accept her.
No.
If she comes knocking on my door, I'm turning her away.
Exactly. But that's also how I feel with a bunch of my high school friends.
Yeah.
So, like,
if they're knocking at the door, we're like, no.
No.
And me, definitely. We always think about this, too. Like, when was the last time? What was the time that you... Okay. At what age do you feel like you're pretty similar to how you are now? Like, when do you feel like you kind of became the person you are now?
I think it was recently. Maybe, like, last year.
I also want to say last... I'm going to say, like, last winter. Like, I think if I talked to her, I'd be like, yeah, man, we get along perfectly. We got no...
Yeah. Yeah. She and I think the same way.
We think the same.
Yeah, me and myself, first semester of college, like...
Different person.
Oh, no.
Different
I don't
person.
Think I would like her.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Exactly. Like, yeah. We'd disagree on a lot of things. Like, are you sure about that? Mm-hmm. Are you sure you want to live your life like that? Okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Yay.
But it's all part of the journey.
Yeah. Like,
self-acceptance. I think it's good that we feel like ourselves for a year.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And probably in a few years, we're going to be like, ooh, what an era.
I know. What was she thinking?
What a phase. And yeah, I think that's scary, but it's like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just getting older is fun.
Exactly.
Like, you just have more things under your belt. I don't know.
And I think that's why the distance is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's, like, a part of you evolving and thinking.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically the distance is just you sitting by yourself and thinking and reflecting on mm-hmm. who you have been, who
right.
you are in relation to these other people. And I think
yeah.
that's really important in, like,
yeah.
developing yourself.
Some people need to do that more. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
No, but I...
Shade.
I think it's funny that I think there's, like, a certain... Like, I want to almost make a graph of, like, looking back on yourself and feeling embarrassed or not. Because if I think back to, like, 5-year-old me, I'm not... I mean, sure, I'm embarrassed, but, like, aw.
Yeah.
Like, endearing.
No, she's a baby.
Right. Like, I'm not going to be like, I hate her. But it's like, aw.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. And I think there's a period of time when you're just, like, a little bit too close to
mm-hmm.
who they were. And that you're embarrassed and
yeah.
that you don't like who you were at that time. Like, high school.
High school. I know a lot of people are, like, middle school.
No, I think that's what I was... In high school, I was like, oh, middle school.
Yeah.
And in middle school, I was probably like, ew, elementary school.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of like, ew, high school.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, this is how the world works. I think there is... I don't know. We'll make a graph. We like to do things
oh,
like
yeah.
that. We like to get visual.
That'd be so fun.
I don't know. I feel like that probably exists. Like, we're not original.
Somewhere.
I don't
Obviously,
know.
Obviously, I'm never original.
Clearly.
This, like, got me. I was like, dang.
Someone had come up with this. I don't know. I really do want to talk about this more. Usually, we talk about our topics with people
mm-hmm.
before a little bit, but
yeah.
I'm kind of jumping right into this. I want to talk more about this with people later.
Let me look about my list.
Yeah. No, there's more.
Okay, I have ghosting on here.
Ooh.
Because I think that's another form
distance.
Of distance.
Ghosting.
That, like, people don't talk about as much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, obviously people are like, oh my gosh, like, they ghosted me. But not in terms of, like, the distance and the amount of reflection it forces
mm-hmm.
you into.
Forces. That's the difference.
You're genuinely, like, waiting for a response. You're like,
yeah.
wait, like, are they going to respond? Are they
right.
not? Like, what are they going to say? Blah, blah, blah. Like, does this
mm-hmm.
mean they don't care about me? Is this a sign, like, do they not care about me as much as I think they do?
Yeah.
It's, like, a spiral in a
right.
good way and a bad way. Like, I think
right.
it's, like, them ghosting altogether is, like, that's a sign. And
right.
you thinking about it is you reflecting on that sign
yeah.
and being, like, wait, is this a good path for me to go down? And I think
right.
that's a good thing.
Yeah. The only difference is, yeah, it is forced.
Yes.
So it's
not... It makes
not,
you feel terrible.
Right. You're going to be a little bit confused with that emotion being in the mix. But, like, yeah, I do think that gives you the opportunity to... I mean, some people think of ghosting. Some people become really obsessed. They love the chase a little bit. You know, maybe it's not even ghosting, but maybe this person takes, like, days to respond. And
exactly.
they kind of love it. Like, it's kind of like a drug. So...
But I think the thing with that is they always come back.
They always come back. So there's not really distance. This one is, like, true distance.
So then, yeah, because, like, there's not, like, fear in your heart. Like, are they gone forever?
Right.
I think that's the difference. Like, yeah. the key difference.
Because
Are they gone forever? Actually scared.
Right. And then somehow you have to cope with it. So I think a lot of people do that by just remembering all the bad things.
Yeah.
And trying to cope with it. Like, I don't need them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you can do. That's kind of your only option.
Exactly.
Or you can just be stuck on them forever. And
exactly.
some people choose that. A little bit deep down, they might choose that.
Yeah, like, I know the culture. I actually don't really know the culture. But people say, or I have been told, like, okay, there's, like, people will, like, love bomb you and be like, oh my gosh, like, like, they'll be so devoted to you, say that all their attention's on you, say that they love you, whatever, whatever. And then all of a sudden, cut you off and ghost you. I think that's, like, the worst thing anyone could ever do. Because then it's, like, you're actually, like, wait, there was nothing wrong with them, though. Like, that,
right,
that's,
you only got their best.
Yeah, you only got their, what they thought, what you thought were, was their best.
It made you feel good.
And it made you feel good, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
That's really, okay, yeah. I guess, I do feel like this happens more nowadays. I feel like this happens on, like, dating apps. And, like, if people just meet online, maybe through Instagram or something. I feel like this happens all the time. And it's becoming more and more. Like, love bombing wasn't a term. I don't even really know what it means.
Me either.
I think about, like, the last season of Love Island. They kept using that word for, like... This one couple, I don't know, and they were like, oh, they love bombed me. And it's like, what are you going to do about it? You going to cry about it? Aw.
I know.
Okay, no, we're going to get over it, and you're going to move on to the next five people.
Yeah.
That's the show.
Yeah. And it's one thing if you're on an island where you can literally, like, go out and see the person.
Can't
it's another
that.
Thing if you're, like, on your phone and you can't, like, go seek the person out.
Right.
You're just waiting for their response. That is genuinely, like, torture.
Yeah. That must do psychological damage to people.
Terrible.
Yeah. Never happened to us, though.
Nope. Sorry,
we're
guys.
Like,
I just had to bring that up, though.
Bullet.
I thought it was...
No, that's funny. I mean, that's, like, terrible. I know, we sound really, like, patronizing. Wow.
No!
Sorry if you've been ghosted.
Like, genuinely.
That's evil, and I think that deserves
evil.
To be, like, studied scientifically.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and okay, like, I have been, like... Like, you've been ghosted, like, by friends.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I've been ghosted by friends.
Right.
Like, oh,
that's
like,
true.
I've not,
oh, why did
I
you not
like,
respond?
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
This is making me think differently of you.
Yeah. Never been ghosted in, a like, a romantic relationship.
Right.
But I guess, like, in other ways.
Probably.
I've been ghosted by my boss. Heck, like, yeah. Like,
yeah, let's throw that out
okay.
there.
Okay, yeah. So this has happened, just not in the same realm.
Right.
But,
which is what we're...
Which is what we're discussing.
But still important, because it does make you feel some type of way.
Exactly.
It's like forced distance.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, yeah, there's other forms of, like, forced distance.
Ooh. I want to say, like, distance when you're, like, you're sitting, like, mentally, when you're, like, sitting next to the other person.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, like, you're having a conversation, but you know, like, you're not actually talking about, like, what you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, there's a distance.
There's a distance.
Yeah, I think it can happen kind of with any little topic or any, like, part of life, too, with other people. Like, yeah. And then when there is distance, it's, like, how do you go about, like, trying to close it?
Yeah.
Do you even... Is it even worth it to
exactly.
try? Like, because it's usually awkward. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, specific ongoing, like, things. Mm-hmm. It's like, what do you do?
And I don't know because we don't know because it's like the thing with like long distance is it well, the first immediate solution is like just close the distance.
Right. Do your best to like
someone go visit the other person.
Literally close the distance. Maybe you make a plan like we're gonna FaceTime every day. You're trying to close the distance.
Exactly. But when it's mental distance,
Maybe you're not even aware of it.
Maybe one person is aware of it and the other one isn't. Maybe neither of you are aware of it.
And so it's like, maybe you're aware of something's off, but you're not quite sure how to investigate, how to pinpoint it. So it's like, you can't really attempt to close the distance.
Exactly. Because I think this is something that, like, both of you kind of have to be ready for in order for the distance to be closed.
Yeah,
and that, like, almost never happens. Yeah. Where both of you are aware.
So, yeah, I feel like kind of the natural thing is, like, people at the end of the day just will do anything to just not be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of, again, I'm going to use the word gaps, but I think a lot of, like, genuine, like, you would be very close with this person if you could close this distance in one area. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you had a fight and you're not talking about it or something like that with your friend, and you feel uncomfortable, so you're gonna do what is probably the easiest, like, quick fix. You might just, like, switch topics or be like, I need some alone time, or I'm going to hang out with this other friend, or I'm going to go home and just remove myself from the situation for a long time, or something like that, where, and it is a quick fix. Maybe it's like a long-term kind of fix, but then I just feel like that distance is kind of irreversible.
Yeah.
And I want to say there's a lot of distances, there's like different types of friends as well, like, you can have friends that you more talk about, like, this one thing with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, and you know, everyone kind of has the people in their inner circle that they're very, very close with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I personally kind of tend to, like, compare some relationship. Like, not just, it's just more, like, internal. Mm-hmm. Like, how does this make me feel? How does that make me feel? Blah, blah, blah. Like, just trying to figure out, like, what I want in my life. Kind of, like, I don't know. Like, what are the kinds of people I want to surround myself with? And it leads me to, like, be like, okay, like, with this person, I can talk about this, and it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And with this person, I can talk about this other thing, and it makes me feel good. And I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, and I think another thing I want to add to that is, like, I have a really hard time with, like, how do I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my, not, like, online relationship, but, like, my texting relationship with somebody.
Mm, yeah.
And then going in and, like, then, like, having, like, a in-person relationship with them. Because it's, like, like, oh, maybe we're texting.
Mm-hmm.
They ghost me on something.
Right.
And then I go see them in person. And then we're having fun. And I'm like, ah.
Right.
Let me forget about
that. Right, you forget because the distance is closed.
Exactly.
It's, like, a quick fix. Let's just see each other and try to remove feeling uncomfortable as quick as possible. I don't know.
Yeah, but then the text is still there, and it's like, oh.
The next time you want to text them, it's going to remind you.
Yep.
And you're going to feel that distance again. Like, this person does not check all the boxes, really.
Exactly.
As, like, people in my inner circle.
But it's hard because it's, like, when you're there with them, it's like, oh, yeah, like, hi, like, yeah, we're having so much fun. I'm having so much fun.
I think that's just, like, genuinely the gist. Like, I just think, yeah, at our core, we want to be having fun with people. I think we've, like, masked it a little bit, too. Like, yeah, if you know there's something kind of going, like, yeah, if you know they ghosted you, if you know they maybe did something evil, like, but then you're seeing them in person, you're going to smile and wave.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something about just keeping up the appearances.
Yeah. It's, like, balancing, like, your awareness of how they have treated you and how they've been acting towards you with how you feel when you're with them.
Yeah. It's very tricky, and I just think this happens a lot when we're left to our own, like, thoughts and feelings. You know, they say, like, shower thoughts and things like that. Dreams. I mean, that's the real, those are, like, the real indicators. Like, ooh, what's going on in there? We love dreams in we this
love,
show.
We love dreams and we hate them.
Oh, God, yes. I don't know how, like, how can we relate this to distance?
It's like more distance between yourself again. Like, yeah. It's like, it's almost like your dreams are, like, your unconscious self. And that scares me a lot because, like, I don't like what she's doing.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's an alternate world where in the moment it feels very real. And then when you wake up, I think you're like, oh my God, that wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh wow, like what was she trying to tell me?
Yeah, what was she trying to tell me? Is there a distance from myself?
Do I need to like explore this issue? I don't know. I think we're both thinking of like specific dreams.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very interesting. I do think there is more, like, distance with self in a lot of other ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we try to distance our own issues from ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
In the way that we do it with friends, we do it with ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. You don't want to think about that traumatic experience. You don't want to think about that breakup. You push it away and you push it in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're just trying to get that quick fix. And maybe for you it's doing something else and distracting mm-hmm. yourself and talking to friends. But the distance is there.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's unique because only you can attempt to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And I do just think, I was recently listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just trying to think of, like, the different, like, areas of life for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember, but it was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, your social life, your mental mm. health, your physical health,
mm-hmm.
your like romantic life, your career, your academics, your spiritual life, like
mm-hmm.
all of these different aspects of life. And I feel like we can have distance within each one
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Like, I don't know, and I guess people just call them, like, issues. Like, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, like, we just don't want to face the music. Like, we don't want to think, like, I've really been slacking in this class.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you get further down a rabbit hole where you're going to keep slacking down the class because you just don't want to deal with it. This is what happens when I procrastinate studying for an exam. I just get so far off the subject and the track that
mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, she's going to have to deal with that later.
Yeah.
And then it sucks. And I have to face the music.
Yeah, because I think there's a huge difference between, like, controlled distance and uncontrolled distance.
That's
true. Because it's, like, I'm thinking again, like, long distance, whatever.
Mm, yeah.
Like, obviously, well, you could have controlled it, fine, whatever. But
right.
Let's just say, like, you had to go to these separate schools
yeah.
that were miles, hundreds of miles away from each
mm.
other. That's kind of uncontrollable. Like, you couldn't really do that much about it. Maybe it was,
right.
like, a money thing. I don't know.
Sure.
But if you think, like, oh, like, I'm avoiding my exam, you're controlling
that.
That was you. And I think there's a huge difference
right.
between that. I don't know what that means.
Right. Let's think.
Let's examine
okay,
that.
Okay. Thinking 3, 2, 1. No, I think, I don't know. I personally have... I think I have an easier time taking things that are given. I don't know if this is true, actually, for me or for everyone.
I think, like, the uncontrolled distance or, like, uncontrollable, whatever, like, you're not in control of this situation kind of distance, that, like, forces you to think and reconsider, like, yourself and your relationship with the other person or whatever you're doing
mm-hmm.
in a good way, I think.
Okay, that's
true,
though.
When you do it for yourself, it's like you're trying to protect yourself.
Right.
And that might not always be the best decision.
So, like, meta.
Yeah.
Right, I think we do, like, the hardest thing a person can truly do is, like, I don't know. I think we're also just in a stage of our lives where we're just very, like, focused on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, yeah, you are the only person that you're, like, coming truly, like, home to at the end of the day. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's really you and your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how do you deal with something when you know it is in your control?
Mm-hmm.
I think people have a hard time with that. But now that I think about it, like, if we're using the long distance example,
mm-hmm.
that can also just, like, that would just hurt real bad. Like, there's nothing I could do about this. I don't know. I want, like, a more one-for-one. Like, what is something maybe internal that is uncontrolled? Like, I don't know. If you have, I don't know, maybe, like, an injury and you, like, can't
mm-hmm.
run anymore or something. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, God, that's not good.
I don't know.
Like, your friend moved away. Wait, that's what we said.
I know. Wait, okay. I do think there's, like, nuance in this long-distance thing, right?
Yeah.
Because it's also, like, maybe you're physically far apart,
mm-hmm.
but then you can also make yourselves even you can choose to make yourselves even further apart by, mm-hmm. like, maybe, like, not responding as much to their texts.
Yeah.
Or, like, avoiding their calls or something right. like that. Or just, like, not talking about what you actually want to talk about on
yeah,
the call.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's another thing. Like, this is, everything comes with right. a little bit of
it's,
choice.
Like, forced, but it's not really. Mm-hmm. Like, there is definitely choice. You could choose. I mean, but then there's also, like, or wait, no, it's uncontrollable, but then there's, like, more things. I don't know. There's a lot. It's definitely a bit of both in every situation.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Maybe it's genuinely, like, it's, like, a drama TV show, and it's, like, her parents are sending her away
yeah,
to boarding
yeah.
school.
Right. What can you do?
Never gonna see each other ever again.
Yeah.
And what can you do?
What do you do? And I think that's really fascinating. And I love hearing how it plays out with people in any way. Like, I also just think we tend to say things happen for a reason. And I think we tend to think that if a couple chooses to stay together, like, that's for the best. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think if I heard my friend was doing that or something, I'd be like, yeah, you go, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I heard they're gonna break up, I'd be like, yeah, you go, girl. Like, I just mm-hmm. kind of trust that people do decisions that are the best for them. But I think it's more realistic to be like, sometimes that's just genuinely not the case. And, like, sometimes you might make the wrong decision. Like, I don't mm. know if this is really true. Like, what if you break up with someone before college and it was, like, genuinely the wrong decision.
Mm.
Like, how do you deal with that? Is there anything you can do?
I don't know.
And I don't think this has really happened to anyone, so.
But then also, like, maybe
because you're not gonna,
like,
let it, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're using long distance as an excuse to, like,
right.
in the way that, like you use procrastinating as an excuse
right.
to not study for a test. Like, maybe
right.
it's like
you
that.
Don't face the music.
Maybe it's still like an autonomous decision, even though
right.
you're not even fully aware of it, which doesn't
right.
really make any sense, but it makes sense to me, so.
Yeah, I think I get it. And it's
yeah.
like, also, who's to say what the right and wrong decision really is? Like, only you can really decide that for your own life. Like, maybe procrastinating in the long run was the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I think it's just, and I think we can choose to think of it as a right or wrong decision. And I think some people tend to be a bit more positive
mm-hmm.
and they are like, everything works out for a reason. And I'm happy right now. And I can name 10 things that I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I've done has been at least not maybe correct, but a learning experience to get to where I am now.
Yeah.
And then some people tend to be just a bit more negative and they're like, I am feeling unhappy in this area of my life or this area of my life
mm-hmm.
and so I must have done something wrong. And I don't think there's, like, a right or wrong
Mm-mm.
way to go. I think people just tend to be one or the other, and I think it's kind of good to practice both. Like,
yeah,
sometimes you should have regrets so that you can reflect, and sometimes you should just try to focus on 10 things you're grateful for
exactly.
and trust yourself to make the right decision,
because at the end of the day you can't go back to your old self and, like,
right you can't. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. I would love to time travel. That would,
yeah,
like, change
so
my
fun.
Life.
So
literally,
fun.
Literally, it would change my life.
Yeah.
However, that is just not happening.
No, that opens up a whole can of worms. Although, what, like, maybe, like, flying in a plane is kind of, like, time travel.
Maybe.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it's all like, these are like big questions. We got very like, we got grand and like big. We really are talking about life.
We're
itself.
Going far and wide.
Yes.
Literally.
I feel like I'm in space right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's all like good. Okay, distance makes the heart grow fonder unless you don't like them.
Unless you don't like them. I know.
I think I want to really go back to like the origin of this. We were just saying like I've never felt more like my 18-year-old self than I do right now. Mm-hmm. There's just so much that's kind of bringing it back and like
yeah.
So much.
Like in the way like yes and no, cuz it's like I still don't like her.
It's like, right.
But it's also like I feel like her.
I feel like her, but I feel like I'm going to make different decisions that are better. I think I have more trust in myself.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like I'm like reliving my life, but I'm older. It's so weird.
Yeah. This is so real. I do think back to, again, I think I'm just trying to be a bit more positive lately. And I am thinking back to when I made big decisions a year or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Made big decisions in a lot of ways. And I do think, you know, I can be happy now. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that I get to keep making big decisions is like all I could ever want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good. Like, in a way, like I hated her, but also like she got me here.
Yeah,
you know?
She's helped me. Her decisions and her mistakes from the past have taught me new things that have made me make new decisions that I would not have made if I hadn't made those old decisions.
Yes, precisely.
Precisely.
And if you're making big decisions right now, just, you can always take a positive spin on things. You can always, always just practice gratitude and realize, like, things are going to work out. Because, okay, like, everyone in our lives, like, nothing's going, like, horribly wrong.
No.
Like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. But it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm, like, dramatic and I'm like, my life is so terrible.
Sometimes
I
focus on
life.
The negative. And, yeah, I can't lie. This week, I've been focusing. Today, I just woke up on the right side of the bed.
Yeah.
I actually thought I woke up in my bed at home and it was really frightening, but anyway. Yeah, it changes day by day. Like, sometimes I'm like, la, la, la.
Yeah.
There's gonna be days when you're thinking about the positives, and there's gonna be days when you're like, I don't know, I wish I could go back in time.
Yeah.
And that's probably like the worst thought a human could have.
But still, like, honestly, I feel like it's a part of who we are as people.
And yeah,
all the thoughts will bring you to your future self.
That's so true.
Whether they're good thoughts or bad thoughts.
Right. And I think you're gonna like yourself. I don't know, I just, No one looks back at themselves with that much hatred. I don't think.
Well,
I don't think.
If you do, go get a therapist.
Yeah, you probably like,
like right now.
Killed someone.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
Like right now, actually. Yeah.
You should fix that.
Yeah.
If you, that's really bad. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe anymore.
Yeah, go get a therapist.
That's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
We all just want to help each other out a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exciting things to come. Scary things to come.
Mm-hmm.
Probably exponential growth to come
and
in a lot of ways.
Distance
and distance. Lots of distance to come.
Mm-hmm.
So make of that. We will make of that what we will. And you guys should do that the same. Make of it what you will. Name 10 things you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
It's really life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder unless you don't like them.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where my heart is in a year.
I know. I want to, like, ask myself this question.
Yeah, maybe we should write it down. This is, like, a good practice. You know, people are like, oh, what's your 5-year plan? I just love, like, documenting things. Mm-hmm. I just think that's the best thing ever. there's no better feeling than going back in time and reading my own, like, inner thoughts and being like, wow. Like, and I think we just tend to be, like, reflective people who mm-hmm. do this type of mm-hmm. thing. We've talked about our notes apps on here. Mm-hmm. We love looking back into the camera rolls
oh, yeah.
and reflecting. And I just think there's no better feeling than realizing maybe how much you've grown. Even feeling like I don't like her. I just think that makes you feel better about who you are now.
Exactly.
And, like, maybe being like, oh, I wish I could, man, I'm getting nostalgic. Like, I just love, maybe that's bad. Like, maybe I shouldn't be so attached to my past. But I think the past is, like, good.
I don't know. Because, like, all that, like, five-year plan stuff, like, the question I hate the most is the one, like, what career do you want in 5 years?
Girl.
Like, that's not what I care about.
Right.
What I care about is who I am as yes. a person in 5 years. It
yeah.
doesn't really... Well, of course it matters how much money I'm making, because that will probably relate to how, like, good of a
happiness.
Person I am and
yeah.
happiness. But honestly, yeah, I just care about who I am as a person
right.
in 5 years. And not,
right.
like, myself in terms of, like, the American capitalist
right.
society.
Right, it just frightens me how much emphasis... And I think we're a little bit stressed right now because we're kind of in a place of, like, you need to get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, but, like...
Oh, Hannah Montana!
We're still signed into this person's Spotify. They're listening to Hannah Montana.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, actually, speaking of this, this is very relevant.
Okay.
They just did, like, a, like... I don't know what it's called, but, like... Like, Miley Cyrus came back to the
oh
Hannah
God.
Montana set recently.
Wait, I think I saw this.
Yeah, and she, like, revisited it and did all the things. Like, that's who I want to be.
Yeah, don't be afraid
years.
Of your past.
Yeah.
Welcome her with open arms.
Exactly. Like, she didn't cringe.
No,
she just went
she
right back
it.
There and, mm-hmm. like, did all the things. And I was
yeah.
like, yes, girl. Be
own
like
it.
Hannah Montana.
Be
no,
like Hannah Montana.
Be like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. What did she say? She had, like, a really... like crazy like smoker voice. I feel like she said something inspirational.
I don't remember, but I'm sure she did. And she's so beautiful.
Yeah, you're right.
Love you, Miley.
Someone told me I looked like her sister. Wait, does she even have a sister?
Yes, she does.
Noah?
Yes.
Someone told me I don't actually know what she looks like though. Let's like solve this.
I thought she had darker hair.
Probably. I don't think I look like anyone.
I also heard Dolly Parton is their godmother, which I think
what?
Is the best thing I've
oh my
ever,
God.
Ever known.
Wait, I don't know about this.
See, I thought, I was like, I don't think that's right. Like,
I think this is really wrong.
I don't know. We need to do our logs.
Okay.
Guys.
Okay, we're going to end it.
We're going to end it.
Or, like, you can stay for a second.
You can stay for us here? Here?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, bear with us.
Bear with us. We love Miley Cyrus.
We do.
You do the typing, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna... hold on, I can
oh,
just...
Oh, okay.
The...
Oh, cute. Okay, you can do a lot of it.
I can do a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we got that.
Here.
But yeah, great time today. I really liked... This show.
This was a good one.
This
honestly,
is a good
dare
one.
I say, we were very professional, and I felt like it was flowing and like blah blah blah. MMBs.
Yes.
I don't know.
Did you have a guess?
No.
I'm a talk show.
Yay! Right on time.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
We love you. Mwah.
Mwah.